Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
It's been a great highlight for me over these first 3 days of our June member drive to get to talk with our KPCC colleagues about the work that they do as part of the backbone of KPCC. These are essential employees that provide everything what they do towards the service that is 89.3 KPCC and is LAist.com. It's been a great chance to hear from them, and I'm so pleased to have with us today our Director of Corporate Sponsorship. She works in our underwriting department, Veronica Lopez, and our senior producer for emerging platforms, Michael Cosentino. Thank you both very much for being with us. And Veronica, let me start with you to talk a bit about what you do working with corporate sponsorship. What does that entail?
Thank you, Larry. It's such a pleasure to speak with you. What we do, so I've been in the corporate sponsorship department for about 13 years. And what we do is we build partnerships with businesses. We help organizations brand their company and get their message to our listeners and our readers through all of our platforms, on air, digital, and podcast. And I work with such an amazing team and colleagues. If I could just give them a shout out, Justin Riley, Kelly Cola, Lori Milam, Mary Marcus, Michelle Rosin, and our support, Roy Len, Tom Davis, and our department leader, Mary Holly. It's such a wonderful team. And usually in sales, we or in corporate sponsorship, in the commercial world, you would call it sales. But here in public radio, we call it underwriting corporate sponsorship because we see it slightly different. It's building relationships with businesses. And I know I could speak for my colleagues. We fundraise for an institution that we are truly passionate about. So our goal is to help these institutions get their message across. And our listeners are a hard to reach audience. Most of these listeners, we could only get, or businesses can only capture here on KPCC because they're so dedicated to us. And they're also great supporters of our corporate sponsors.
Veronica, sorry. Oh, go ahead and finish.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, over these many years that you've been doing this work, has the visibility of public radio and specifically KPCC grown so that these corporations have a much better sense of who the audience is and why they want to reach that audience?
Thank you for asking. A lot of our arts and arts organizations are fully aware of the power of public radio and specifically KPCC, the power KPCC has. But from time to time, we still have to explain and share the power of public radio to a lot of new corporate sponsors. And one thing I will say, we always welcome new businesses to join in supporting KPCC through corporate sponsorship, because this revenue that we raise through corporate sponsorship, it helps support the spectacular work that you, Larry, you and your team do, our reporters and KPCC as a whole.
We're talking with Veronica Lopez, a longtime director of corporate sponsorship here at KPCC, and also Michael Cosentino with us, senior producer for Emerging Platforms. Michael, share with us what your job entails, please.
Sure, and thanks for having me on, Larry. So I'm on the digital product team led by the amazing Andy Cheatwood. And if you don't know what the product team does, we build the things that make up the KPCC and LAist digital universe. That means our mobile apps, our websites, podcasts. These are all the things that we design, build, and maintain in conjunction with all the folks who write the words and record the audio, marketing, etc. My job on this team is I make sure that all of our audio content that you hear on the radio or on LAist is available across as many digital platforms as possible. That means speakers like Alexa and Google, and our mobile apps, podcast apps like Apple Podcasts and Spotify, wherever you download your favorite KPCC or LAS podcast. And then I also look at trends for new possibilities, like what are we doing in cars? What can we do on social media? So that's kind of my main, that's my main job. And aside from that, I also obsessively track the performance of all of our on-demand programs, including AirTalk. And then I use that data to find out what's working and what's not, and how we could make improvements to the online experience.
And do you see trends over time with where our audience is going in the use of different platforms, for example, smartphone apps versus online streaming versus terrestrial radio? Are you able to see clear trends there?
I am, yeah. You know, and the reason why I'm here is because, you know, digital, and that encompasses, you know, streaming and on demand and all that. You know, that is really taking a major, it's a major part of our traffic now. And it, you know, we're developing content for streaming and audio platforms, just as we are for broadcast. It's all part of, you know, it all fits under the kind of brand umbrella now.
And of course, as you mentioned earlier, the smart home speakers, which are becoming more and more common in the homes of our listeners as well. Michael, what about the challenges of developing, you know, these highly customized sorts of, whether it's an app or some sort of an interface with one of these different platforms? How long can it take to do something like that?
Well, it takes... it takes a lot of resources to build these products, and you know, they are technically challenging. And also, you know, for example, if we were going to build a skill for Alexa or Google Home, it would probably take us several weeks, I would say, to a couple of months to do that. But it also encompasses kind of user research that we want to do and find out, you know, if we want to build these products and if the users are going to actually want them. So that's a big part of product development as well.
We're talking with Michael Cosentino. He's senior producer for emerging platforms here at KPCC. Also with us, director of corporate sponsorship at KPCC, Veronica Lopez. Veronica, I just wanted to ask you about underwriting overall the spots that listeners hear on the air, because I know so many commercial broadcasters and public broadcasting entities saw a huge drop-off during the pandemic. What have we seen here in terms of the trend at KPCC?
Thank you for asking that, Larry. We actually experienced something very similar to other broadcasters in terms of the drop-off, especially when the pandemic first hit. I want to say our colleagues and our corporate sponsors were the first to be hit hard financially from that. And a lot of our campaigns did cancel. We saw that a lot, especially with our arts organizations. And we had numerous conversations with them where we knew their struggles and we felt their struggles. Because one of the things about building these corporate partnerships is that you sometimes become friends with the people that you work with. So it was very challenging, especially at the beginning of the pandemic, for all of us to see what everybody was experiencing, and also experiencing that personally.
And so we're seeing that starting to come back now, it seems.
Yes. Yes, we're starting to see some trends coming back. Our arts organization, some of our friends are returning. LA Fail, as we know, will be coming back, and we know other arts organizations will be joining us again. And I think it will start picking up a little bit more in late September and maybe early in the fall.
All right.
See a change.
Thank you both so much. I so appreciate it. I learned so much from these KPCC Backbone conversations with our colleagues at KPCC. Veronica Lopez from our underwriting department, where she directs corporate sponsorship, and Michael Cosentino, senior producer for emerging platforms from our product development department. Thank you both very, very much. It's AirTalk on KPCC. KPCC. Tomorrow we'll have more of our KPCC colleagues who are part of the backbone essential services, not specifically in content, but without these folks who make up the backbone, there is no content to share here on KPCC.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.